A marvellous point I read some weeks ago from Byron Robinson, the American Canadian novelist, and she said in one of her essays, "The people are now the ruling class." That is a superb definition of democracy. The people are now the ruling class. And if they are, they must be politically educated. And many of the people are church people. And to them, we as a church owe that education. That applies to professional politicians at all levels, local, national, international levels. They need to be educated in biblical political principles. But our people who are not professional politicians, they also have political power. They have the ballot box, and that is power. That's where the suffragettes fought so hard for the privilege, a voice in public affairs. But how will they cast their vote? Will they cast it for the benefit of the educated, the successful, the affluent, or cast it for those in the basement and for the submerged poor? Do we ask not what this government can do for me, but what can it do for, generically, the poor? Harold Wilson said famously, the elections are won or lost by the pound in your pocket. Is that how Christians vote? The people are now the ruling class. Your congregations belong to that ruling class. And finally this, when Thomas Chalmers led Glasgow after some years in its East End, endeavouring to eliminate its pauperism, someone asked the Lord Provost of Glasgow, "What did Chalmers do for Glasgow?" And the answer was in a sentence, "He warmed it." And that perhaps is our calling as Christians, as a church, in the public square, to bring warmth into civic life. Not higher standards, first and foremost, not law and order, not discipline, but warmth. Individuals and formal governance, which are compassionate, which bring hope, which bring love, which bring affirmation. You bear God's image, you matter to God, and you matter to us. Well, I shall leave it there. Thanks for listening.